Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. That's right. Today is Faith Wednesdays. I am iced in, as we all are. I am, if you're in Fort Worth, Texas, or even Dallas, Texas, up around North Central Texas. This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I'm here at my home base studio, Faith Studio 2. And I just want to welcome you guys in. Today is Faith Wednesday, so we're doing our program here on my radio network that's at my home studio here in Fort Worth, Texas. Very icy today. If you're in Dallas and Fort Worth or in that suburb area, really all of Texas, about 90% of Texas, please be careful because today being February the 1st, just the day before Groundhog Day, it's very icy. No snow. This has been freezing rain. This has been sleet. This has been freezing drizzle. So very privileged to encourage you today and play some Faith Wednesday. So just kick back and enjoy some good Christian music that's going to uplift you and everything. Now I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, you can always do the three different ways. The old-fashioned way, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. That's my email address. Or you can go to my Facebook page and you can text a prayer. If you don't want to like our Facebook page, which we encourage you to, we post a lot of great stuff on there. You can go to click on station information, my number there for text a prayer, copy it, paste it on your phone, and send me a prayer request. Or maybe you got saved, maybe you got blessed, maybe you listened to, we got so many podcasts. Even after listening to this one, you can go back and listen to so many more and be encouraged, and I encourage you to do that. And someone that is discouraged today, please share this podcast or any of my podcasts. You guys always have permission to do that, okay? I just want you to know that. And let's see, what else can I tell you guys? Oh, the other old-fashioned way, Facebook Messenger, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And if you want to be my friend, we check all this stuff over. The more the merrier. I am a public figure. C.A. Hall, feel free to message or send me a friend request, okay? And if I ever friend y'all, you know, I'll let you know if there's ever a scammer, but we do scam things. I mean, we do check things for scammers. I am not a scammer. I am true. I've been in the business for 4 years. I've been a Christian for well over 50 years and grew up in a good, great Christian home. So let's enjoy this Faith Wednesdays. What do you say? Let's kick it off. Toby Mac, my friend Toby Mac.
Cornerstone is, it's a hard one. And I don't mean to be a downer to everybody out there listening or watching, but it came from a place where I looked at my family during my firstborn son's funeral service. And I looked at them in a field in Franklin, Tennessee, and I was speaking, and I knew kind of what I wanted to say, but I stopped, and I just looked at my kids and my wife, and I said, wow, we have to rebuild. And we're not going to build on finances. We're not going to build on prescription drugs or alcohol. We're not going to build on being victims. We are going to build on the rock. We have to rebuild, and we are going to build on the rock. And I just think we kind of get fooled. You know, like we get fooled and we slowly start building on something that we know we shouldn't build on. But it just, the world's tricky. It's tricky, and it's, you start building on things that you had no, I built on things I shouldn't have been building on.
Yeah.
And I said, we have a chance to rebuild now. We have to. We have no choice. Mm-hmm. Our world's been devastated, but we will rebuild on the rock.
You ready, man?
Okay.
Yeah. Looking out my window, feeling the crescendo, sunset on a quiet sea. Sitting with the ones that I forever love, we're waiting on a flash of green. And even when the nights got cold, you have always held me close. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on. You're the only one for me. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. This whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long and winding road. Seasons come and seasons go. They take me high, then leave me low. But I'm still standing on the only rock I know. You're my sweating through a long night, wrestling the hounds of shame. Trying to turn our hands back on a troubling past, every move I make's in vain. But even in the shifting winds, you are who you've always been. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on. Through it all, you remain. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. This old world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long and winding road. Your seasons come, the seasons go. They take me high, then leave me low. But I'm still standing on the only rock I know. You're my cornerstone.
Oh,
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Faith Wednesdays, and I hope you're enjoying some of this uplifting music. I want to play, it's about a 13-minute clip on Faith Wednesdays with the song, and I was going to play it in our library, but I decided to play it on this particular one, and this was done at Bethel, with Bethel Music, and it's at a concert that he did, and it's that new song that he came out with. It's called Gratitude. And I hope you enjoy it and I hope you get blessed by it.
We'll be right back.
Amen. Wow. I wanted y'all to hear that because I wanted you to start getting filled up with the Holy Spirit that dwells and lives inside of us. Great song. That's on his new song, Gratitude. Normally it's a little shorter, but I wanted to add those extra minutes to let you get blessed. That was done at a live event at a church. Brandon Lake, again, the name of the song, it's called Gratitude. Listen, you're down and out. You're discouraged. You don't know what's going on in your life. I'm going to tell you something. There is, on Faith Wednesdays, there is a song, another one. There's many songs I can play you guys. We could spend countless hours with the music that I have in my library that would just bless you. Here's a favorite that I get a lot of requests from. It was just done here recently. It's a John Redrick and Matt Meyer. Maybe we just need God to turn it around. In fact, we do. So enjoy.
Something. God is doing something.
turn it around, God turn it around, God turn it around, God turn it around, God turn it around.
What? He's not only in my story, he's in your story. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Faith Wednesdays. This is CA Istan in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm here at my home base studio, Faith Studio 2, the iHeartRadio studio in my Fort Worth home. And welcome to Faith Wednesdays. We're here to play some uplifting Christian music and encourage you all on things that may be going on in your life, or maybe there's a particular song that's giving you an uplift. Well, David Leonard has a great song out that I play and get a lot of requests for, and that's called Good Lord. So let's enjoy that for an uplift.
When I look back, I can see that it's you met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding, even the smallest details of my life, and I can testify. Oh, you never let me down. So I
accident. Tragic doesn't even seem to adequately describe the impact that a family experiences when a child that has adopted from China, 5 years old, is killed in their own drive, basically at their house, and another family member involved in some way. And how do you handle all of that? Well, Stephen, Betty and I want to welcome you, and we want to let you know that Betty and I cared.
I feel like we were lifted. There's that great story in scripture of the friends who took their sick friend and picked him up on his bed and cut a hole in the roof to get him to Jesus so he could be, you know, ministered to. And we really felt that way and really still do. We felt like there were so many that were literally lifting us up because we couldn't move. The grief and the weight was so heavy. You know, there's this amazing scripture that talks about God being the God of all comfort. And I really feel like we were carried into and placed in the arms of the God of all comfort through our friends. And we're so grateful, really thankful.
Tell me how the other children are.
You know, everybody was at home when the accident happened, and everybody except our oldest daughter, Emily. And so the little girls were in the yard playing with Maria when she, you know, ran in the path of the car, and so they experienced so much trauma and just from that. And of course, Will was driving the car, and his older brother Caleb was the one who came around the corner and literally chased his brother through the yard and tackled him and just took him down and began to pray with him and love on him.
Can I tell you a thought I had? You're the songwriter. When I heard you talk about the brother tackling the other brother, I just heard tackled by love.
Yeah.
And that's why he tackled him.
Yeah, you're right.
He was tackled by love.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've written songs for a lot of years. I've talked about this God that we have put our hope and our trust in. But on May 21st, 2008, I stood at the door of heaven. I wrestled at that door for a long time. I was determined to pray for God to breathe life back in my little girl. And
sure.
I just determined I was going to bolt the door of the emergency room there. And even when they came in and told us that she was gone, I said, well, that's your opinion. Can I just go see her?
Absolutely.
And
God bless you for that.
And I was just committed to that. And it was really, God spoke through my wife and just said, you know, we need to let her go. Ultimately, where she had just 3 months earlier, it was February, one morning she asked her mom, she said, does God really have a big, big house with lots and lots of rooms? And she said, does he really have a big table with lots of food? And she was learning this song, Big, Big House by Audio Adrenaline. And my wife said, well, yeah, I believe that's true. And Maria looked at her mom, and she wasn't even five yet. And she said, Mom, I want to go see God's big house. I want to go live there. And I was at home, and I came downstairs. My wife called me, and she said, you ought to come talk with Maria. She's talking about something interesting. And we talked about it for a while, and I just tried to explain to her as best I could in four-year-old language why she would want to go live with God. God made her for himself to have a relationship, and that's what we all ultimately want to go be with him. That's where we belong. And I said, do you want to talk to him about it? And she said, yeah. She prayed on her own, the most amazing little prayer, just saying, God, I want to live with you. And I'd explain, you know, that's why Jesus came and died on the cross, to make a way for you to be with him. And we all get to be forever together and never have to say goodbye. And she prayed an amazing prayer. And, you know, on May 21st, I never imagined, you know, she'd be going so soon. But we, you know, that day, I feel like I stood there and everything else, all this other stuff, just became so insignificant. And if nothing else, God allowed me just to peek in for just a moment into eternity when I had to place my little girl in the arms of Jesus. And at that point, I think I really just got a glimpse of how we are made for eternity. This life is so short. If it's 5 years, if it's 95 years, we thought we were going to get the 95 with this little girl when we went to China and adopted her. But God knew. God had a plan. His plan's for us. He knows his plans. I'm so glad Jeremiah 29:11 doesn't say, I'm working on my plan. I think I know the plan. But he says, I know the plans I have for you. It's not to harm you. It's not for evil. It's to give you a future and a hope. And that is everything you guys talk about every day on the show. It's that it is our hope that's eternal. It's a hope in the promises of God. And we anchor ourselves to it. We hold on to it. And it is true. It's all real.
She spins and she sways to whatever song plays without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's been a long day and there's still work to do. She's pulling at me saying that I need you. There's a ball at the castle. I'm not afraid to die.
Amen. You know, that was back in on a James Robertson interview on Life Touch, and I wanted to share that. A lot of people have asked me, how did Stephen Curtis Chapman's daughter, it was his adopted daughter that he got from China, how did she pass away? Well, that's the story, and her legacy still continues on. In fact, Cinderella, the song I just played, was a song that was dedicated to his daughter, Maria. She's up there in Glory Land, having a wonderful time with Jesus, and one day she'll see her daddy, and she'll see her mama, Mary Beth. All right, well, good morning, everybody. Just putting a little plug in here and there with interviews from a couple of your artists there, some of your favorite artists. This is CA, on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network. It's an icy day. In fact, it is actually sleeting and freezing rain just now, even as we speak, here at my home base studio, Faye Studio 2 in Fort Worth, Texas. Hope you're enjoying a lot of this music. I've got a couple of more songs I want to play. Let me ask you guys something. Has there been some times to where maybe your cup seems like it's empty and you really need it filled up? Let's give you a major uplift on these last two songs. Andrew Rip, Fill My Cup. Good morning.
Thank you.
great Phil Driscoll and his wonderful friends, wonderful music. Wow, what a way to, if you're iced in here in North Central Texas on February the 1st, 2023, or maybe you're just outside in some of the different states all across the world, and we welcome you again to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And I encourage you again, please follow and like us on all major networks. You know, maybe you just need your faith rebuilt. Well, you come to the right station because we have this. It's called Faith Wednesdays with CA. Hope you guys got a lot out of it. I hope you enjoyed a couple of those testimonials, one from my friend Toby Mack, one from our dear friend Stephen Curtis Chapman back in the day. And again, if you have any questions or comments, y'all know how to do it. Again, just real quickly, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com is the station email information. Facebook message me, prayer request or anything like that, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and text a prayer or prayer request or miscellaneous stuff. Go to the station page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, click on station information, copy the phone number, put it on your phone. When you do that, send me a text. We'd love to hear from you. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us, keep us safe. And even during these icy times here in North Central Texas and all across the different states that are dealing with this wintry mix, be with us, we pray, for we love you. And all God's people said, amen. All right, this is CA. Going to actually not saddle up. I'm going to go down the hall and leave Faith Studio 2, my home studio here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's always a pleasure to do this with you guys. Again, share my podcast anytime. Tomorrow, we're going to do flashback 80s. It's Thursday 80s flashback. You want to be sure to listen to my podcast on there. That's why you got to subscribe on one of those networks, okay? Apple phone would be Apple Podcast. Google for Android, Google Podcast. You can download the app on your app store. It's free, and it's called Google Podcast. Or if you have Amazon Music, search me up. We're also on Spotify, too. I forgot to tell you guys that. So you want to be sure to do that. A lot of people have asked me, do you charge? I will give you the answer right now. I will never charge for the services I do for the Lord. See, I've got a main job. I work for a $1 billion company, and I've been there almost 11 years, and working toward it this year, that is, health-wise, praise God. But I will tell you, I'm here to love, serve, do biblical teaching. I'm here to encourage you. You see, friends, I'm your brother in Christ, and if I can plant a seed, then let's just use a miscellaneous name. Jim could plant a seed, or Julie could plant a seed, or Kelly could plant a seed, or John could plant a seed. You see, it's planting the seed. You don't necessarily have to tell him unless you feel it in your heart at that moment about Jesus Christ. If you feel it, that tug from the Holy Spirit, definitely. But if you feel that God's telling you in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to plant the seed, then you do exactly what he says. Another thing, if you don't, you know, you always need to keep God first place in your life. He should be your number one. And if you're married, your spouse should be right under there, earthly wise. And then your children right under the umbrella and family. You always want to mix all that in. Let me tell you something. What this world needs now is love, sweet love. We just don't have it anymore. Marriages are breaking up. A lot of broken homes out there. And I'm not downing Facebook and, you know, would never down these social medias, but they are destroyers. That gives Satan something to work on. And it's become a radical society, in my opinion. And if you don't agree with that, hey, I love and respect you regardless. But it has become kind of radicalized. And it's sad. And we got to be careful. And when we have children or grandchildren, we need to raise them up right. And they need to see good godly parents or good godly granddads or grandmas or whatever you're called, nanas or whatever, mimis or pap-paps or whatever, you know. It's how we bring on that next heritage, okay? All right. Well, love each and every one of you. Have a hiccup now. Y'all have a great day. Talk again soon. Bye for now.